Hey guys, Nikki Davis here with Two Cents at Colorado Group and eXp Realty. And I have the pleasure today of having breakfast with this beautiful lady that is here with me, Rachel Stevens. She is a fellow real estate professional in the Front Range of Colorado Springs. And I absolutely adore her. She brings a lot of energy and professionalism to our industry. So thank you for hanging out with me and putting you on the spot doing a podcast today. I know I didn't really prepare you for that, so I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. So tell me a little bit about you. Tell me, how long have you been in real estate?
So I have been in real estate for a year, coming up on my year. And yeah, I lived here in Colorado Springs my whole life. So about 40. We won't talk about that.
I know, I'm almost 42. I'm always like hashtagging almost 40.
I'm over 40 now.
Oh, well, so, happy birthday. Yeah.
Well, gotten past, over that, I'm past the 40 mark. So lived here my whole life, and I've always had a passion for homes and helping people. I love to go look at houses, so that's a perk.
Yeah, me too.
And I love to help people with that purchase.
Awesome. Yeah. So tell me about, you said that you've been in the industry for a year. What was the tipping point that led you to actually becoming an active real estate agent?
So we have a large family. I have 5 kids, busy life.
Absolutely.
And I've just always enjoyed Colorado Springs and the housing market out here. I've always found it fun to go look at model homes.
Yeah.
And kind of a weird hobby. So, I had thought about getting into real estate a long time ago, but just waited. The timing was never right.
Right.
And then I have a supportive husband. He was like, do it. So I took the jump and went.
Yeah. That's always a big...
Never looked back.
It's a big thing, right? Like I feel like in this industry, you need support of someone to get started. Like that is a huge thing that I think a lot of people think like, I'm just going to get started and make money instantly. And it's going to be amazing. And that's probably why you didn't take the leap at first, having 5 kids. And it can be an expensive industry in terms of time to get established and understand what you're doing, as well as just building up that recognition from your peers and your clients that you're doing real estate at this point.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about that transition for you. Would you say that transitioning into real estate from what you were doing previously was pretty easy?
I feel like I have somewhat of an unrealistic story. And so I would not say it was easy, but it kind of was.
Okay.
I rushed through school. I wanted to get it done quickly because I was in the springtime and I thought, okay, I need to hammer this out before things get busy.
Right.
So I raced through and I was just very blessed right away. I had a lot of friends who were looking, and so I dove in head first and went full time immediately, even though people had told me it would take months to recoup any money. I just got to work with making relationships immediately so that I was able to start my business.
Right.
It was scary. It still is scary, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of fees that go along with it that I wish I would have. I didn't know that until later.
You don't know what you don't know until you know it.
Yeah.
Surprise!
Yeah, hey, that's real estate. I feel like it was a little bit unrealistic.
Yeah. But that's good, though. I mean, I think true. Like, so when you say that unrealistic, I think that it's actually, because I have a very similar story. You know, you and I have had many conversations. I think that part of that is your drive for success.
Yeah.
And your why being that you do have 5 kids and you've had a lot of major events happen recently.
Exactly. Didn't have an option but to make money.
Right.
So I was going to go full force no matter what. Yeah.
And I think that that's a big thing that we see is sometimes you don't always know what you're doing mentorship wise, or it is scary and there's a lot of liability for us as agents. I mean, these are the biggest purchases typically that people are making in their lifetime. And so it's very serious. And I think you and I align very much on that way too, that we take it extremely serious. And so I think it's great that you had that level of success. I believe that your why probably really contributed to that. Do you want to talk a little bit about your why and what that has done for you?
Yeah, so I, as I mentioned, I have 5 kids at every stage of life. We just had one that got married 2 weeks ago. And then we have one graduating. She graduated high school. She already did. Not graduating, but
yeah,
graduated.
I know. Congratulations. There's so much going on now.
I know. All in a couple weeks. One that graduated college. And then we have a middle schooler getting ready to go into high school, a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
So really busy, lots of money flying out the window and, you know, different stages of life. And I want to give them a good life. And my husband has it. We're blessed. He has a good job. But, you know, extra expenses.
Right.
Can add up.
Wedding and college and all of that stuff is
and
huge.
And I loved a vacation.
Me too.
Love the beach a little too much, I'm sure.
Yeah. But I think that's great, right? Right? Yeah. Like your why is in front of you every single day in the faces and the lives of your family and your children. I know a lot of people struggle with that work-life balance. How have you been able to really maintain that work-life balance?
What I've learned is that the first few years are definitely a hustle. I never wanted to say no because...
Your why?
My why, yeah. It was like, I need the paycheck more than I need, you know, to say no.
Right.
So my husband, again, you have to... Having support around you, I think, is the key. He knew that my life was going to be a little hectic, so he was there to help me juggle the kids and their schedules. Doesn't mean it didn't come without some major stresses.
Right.
And when he can't do it, I have to do it, or vice versa. The nice thing about real estate is you are in control of your own schedule.
Right.
However, you might think you have the day off and then all of a sudden, wait, yeah, no, I don't. I have a showing in 10 minutes.
Right.
There's a lot of good to it as far as scheduling and the flexibility, but also when you first get started, you don't want to say no to things. You want to take every opportunity, or at least I did. I wanted to really make sure that people could count on me.
Right.
And that was a big deal.
Right.
So,
I was the same way.
Yeah.
I feel like we both have a servant's heart, so our desire is always to say yes.
Yeah.
But we also have to learn to say no.
Yeah.
Which is a balance.
And establishing those boundaries later is a little bit more difficult to do than if
doing
you just establish them in the beginning.
Right. Learning curve. Curveball.
Yep.
So how many transactions did you close in your first year?
So I did 13.
Which is amazing.
Yep. So
I think that's excellent.
Yeah. It's kept me busy and it's, you know, one of the things I have said from the very beginning is I never want to get greedy in this industry.
Right.
It can bring greed.
Yep.
And I want to make sure I never become that person, or I need the people around me to smack me in the face.
Right. Right.
I want to make sure my clients have my full attention.
Right.
And it's the largest purchase they're likely ever going to make in their lifetime.
Right.
So I want to be present and be available for my clients during that time.
And that's definitely my vision as well. I always want my client to feel like they're my only client.
Yeah.
Because it's really important. And yes, we need our paycheck. And yes,
our
income is great and our why is great. But we're also, you know, I heard a quote that people will forget how they look or whatever, or like how, but they'll never forget how you make them feel.
Yeah.
Right. So I relate it to a beauty salon. You know, people will forget how you made them look or what you look like or whatever, but they'll never forget how you make them feel. And so I try to treat every client with that. Like, am I having a rough day? Am I being intolerant? Am I being patient? Maybe they don't know because we're in the industry all the time and I need to step back and really reflect on like, oh, okay, your lender didn't go over this with you, or I don't know the answer. Let me find the answer. Or I'm sorry that didn't get explained well to you, because it's really important that people understand what they're going through in a purchase of a real estate transaction, as well as being happy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, I want that customer for life, and I like to work with people that I would want to hang out with.
Yeah.
So I kind of throw out my vibe and attract my tribe is kind of my philosophy. Yeah. I think that you very much align with that. So in the industry as a whole, where do you feel like you've really personally excelled And what do you feel like are some challenges that you've seen with the industry as a whole that we need to work on as a collective group of agents from all over different brokerages, et cetera, mm-hmm. that we could do better to serve our clients and each other?
So as far as where I've excelled, it's kind of a hard question. I'm never good at bragging on myself.
Oh, well, do it. So. This is your time to be like, double pump.
I'd like to say that, at least I hope, all my clients have become friends of mine. And that's important to me.
Right.
You know, they're not just a number. They're not just a paycheck.
Right.
But they are, you know, they matter to me. Right. And they it's just been fun. The journey's been fun. Yeah. I get sad when we close.
I know, I miss
honestly,
them.
Yeah. and having those conversations with each of them every day. But, so that's one thing that I pride myself in, is I have established new right. friends in my journey through right. this crazy life.
Me too. And even things that were like super challenging.
Yeah.
And then you talk to them later. You're like, do you remember how crazy stressed out we were? And like, yeah. it worked out, you know, but in yep. the moment it's an emotionally fueled purchase and it's a financial purchase. So it's yes. like double-edged sword.
Yeah.
But I think that that's excellent.
Yeah. And I love each of them. They've all been great. That's been fun. That I think is where I try and excel.
Right.
I don't want them to just be a client. Right. Just another number.
Right.
As far as the industry goes, I would say it's just a fight out there sometimes. You meet agents along the way, like we met,
yeah.
That just become friends as well. And we're not good at helping each other.
Right.
You know, it's a fight. Everyone's out for their own good. And, you know, our job as agents is to bring it to the closing table to help each of our clients, the buyers and the sellers on each side. To make sure they're both getting what they want, but there are ways that we could work better together in right. doing that. Rather than closing the door on other agents,
right.
when, you know, how can we help each other?
Right.
How can each client get what they're looking for and we come to a mutual agreement? And then just the training side of it. Like everybody has a different way that we get our training. And everybody's kind of on a different page.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to
I know.
Me. And so if we could just talk through those things, I think, as agents and just
collaborate more.
Yeah. Work together.
Yeah.
Rather than you work for Keller Williams, I work, you know, for this agency, you work for so-and-so.
Right.
I mean, I just think there's a wall that gets built there and it doesn't need to be there.
Right. I agree. Knowledge unshared is actual failure.
Yeah.
And knowledge shared amongst friends or colleagues is actually success on a greater, broader spectrum. And that's really why we're doing this podcast is, you know, you and I are not at the same brokerage office.
No.
Although I wish we were.
I know.
So maybe one day.
We do have fun together.
Yeah, I think it would be amazing. But, you know, that's the cool thing. It's like we've never been at the same brokerage office, yeah. and yet we can be fully transparent in our challenges that we're having in different transactions or talk dialogue through mm-hmm. or any questions that we have. Like, I always know I can pick up the phone and call you, and same. I wish that it was like that throughout the industry. And so doing this podcast, our goal is to help maybe collaborate a little more and build a little less walls, maybe take a few bricks off the walls that are
yeah.
built, and really just try to make this industry better as a whole. Because when right. we all work well together, our clients win.
Yes.
You know, there's enough business to go around in terms of transaction volume. And really, people are going to work with who they relate to. Your
yeah.
clients are going to be different from my clients, different yeah. from another team's clients. So even though we're quote unquote competitors, we're really all on the same team.
Exactly.
You know, so I really appreciate your time today. Is there anything else that you would like to add to your experience or adventures or?
No, I just, you know, I really just hope that realtors can kind of come together a little bit more,
yeah.
you know, that we don't have to be enemies
right.
because we're not at the same brokerage.
Right.
That it's okay to help other people.
Right.
And we can figure things out together
right.
so that everybody wins, you know,
exactly.
like you said. Yeah. I'm just happy I met you.
Oh, I'm happy I met you too.
I know I can count on you. If I have a question, I can give you a call.
Yeah, and likewise. And that's yeah. so nice.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this podcast on the spot.
Yeah, I know. I think
it was great. No, I think it was great. So I appreciate your transparency as well. And on the next podcast that we do on Two Cents, you know, we can maybe dive a little bit deeper of how to maybe start breaking down those walls, or look further into how we continue to better our industry and be the forefront of that movement and that change versus being wall builders. So, thanks so much.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thanks, you too.